Announcing from every hilltop, the gospel of Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Take a moment now and join us as we unleash the riches of God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
Thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. As always, so thankful to bring these broadcasts to you, and we are continuing our study in John chapter 19 this morning, and this is the heart of the gospel. This is the passion of our Lord. It's why it's so important. I want you to understand this week why we preach it, why we teach it, and that we don't cheapen it with our own little anecdotes, our own stories, but let the story transform our lives. The story of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This is what the Bible is all about. John 19, this is where we are. Verse 1, then Pilate took Jesus and scourged Him. Don't ever read over this too quickly. Scourging. Scourging is an awful form of torture. Jesus spoke of it as such. The Son of Man, He kept saying, will be scourged. It wasn't a whipping which would leave welts and bruises. The flagellum was a whip with many strands, each almost 3 feet long, and the strands were weighted with lead balls or pieces of bone. This instrument was designed to lacerate. The thong struck the skin so violently it split it right open. The church historian Eusebius recounts this scene. He says, for they say that the bystanders were struck with amazement when they saw them lacerated with scourges, even to the innermost veins and arteries, so that the hidden inward parts of the body, both their bowels and their members, were exposed to view. They would take a criminal, strip him of his clothing, and beat him with these things until he was covered with blood. It was unimaginable pain, and it often killed those who received it. So first there was the severe lashing of his body, then comes a shame like we would never know. We read in verse 2 that the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Remember, they're in the courtyard of the Praetorium. The Jews don't see this, but apparently Pilate ordered, in addition to the scourging, that this crown of thorns, we're not sure what kind of thorn, but we know that they were large, piercing thorns, enough that it dug into the flesh and caused blood to run down his whole body. If you understand the imagery the Bible gives, he is completely gory and covered in blood. And then they take a purple robe, which represented a royal robe, and they dress it over his bloody, wet body. We know that added to this, John doesn't tell us, but they put a reed in his right hand with the goal of mocking him as a king, because any king would have an iron scepter. They make him hold a weak reed. And then comes something unimaginable. What begins to happen in the courtyard is that the soldiers get in ranks and they begin to march. Every military unit has done this ever since it existed. Something similar. They march and they salute. That's happening here. As they're saluting him, the whole thing in ridicule, as they march by, they give a mock coronation. Hail, verse 3, King of the Jews. And as they do this, they all begin, we read, to punch him with their hands. As they marched, hailing in mockery, they each took a turn giving blows to his face. This is awful. Listen, if you're not in horror at this and dismay, we haven't read the Bible carefully. Think who they are doing this to. Think of what the Christian gospel says. Jesus is true God, very God of very God, begotten and not made. Then comes verse 4. Pilate went out again and said to them, behold, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no fault in him. Here you see how wicked Pilate was. You know, it says six times over that he says, I find no fault, none. Yet he puts Jesus through the worst ridicule possible. You say, why? Pilate says, I'm bringing him out that you may know that I find no fault. What was he doing? Pilate was hoping one thing, that if he humiliated Jesus enough, this entire mob would calm down and Pilate would not have to execute a man who he knows there's no real charge against. What would we think of a ruler who did this to an innocent man today? So this has all been done in secret, and now the shame of it is publicly exposed. Verse 5 says, then Jesus came out wearing a crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, behold the man. You know what he just did? The judgment hall, dear listener, was constructed in such a way that it faced the street. It sat on a raised platform right in front of the main street, very similar to a terrace or a patio. Pilate brings him out. You can imagine the sight. Here Jesus is covered with blood. Gashing wounds have exposed his veins and arteries. Blood is all over him, his neck and back and his body. And there sits on his head a crown of thorns and a robe, a purple robe of mockery. They say that scourging is so painful, you can barely hold yourself up. You can imagine the mob, all the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the pastors, the scribes, and the multitudes of the people. What do I expect? What do you expect? You know what I expect, dear listener? I expect somebody to help him. I expect some compassion, some cry of mercy. Pilate says, behold, here's the man. Look at him. Is this enough, Jews? Do you need more than this? I've dealt with him. Won't you show some pity? He's been treated beyond anything he deserves. I scourged him. Roman law required capital sentences to be accompanied by scourging. The decision to scourge Jesus was made before it was determined he would even be crucified. This enough? I read the most ominous, painful words in the whole Bible in John 19, verse 6. Then when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, crucify him, crucify him. Not enough, Pilate. We want you to give him the most painful death possible. We want you to nail his body to those crosses put up for criminals, and you keep him there until he has suffered so long and slow a death that we never see him again. Crucify him. I believe John really wants us to see how bad human depravity is here. You know, I've said this before, but you know, when we refuse to preach about sin, try to explain that to our Lord who had to endure this because of sin. You're a pastor out there and you're tickling ears and not preaching about sin. You need to think about our Lord, what he had to go through and to face. And you won't even speak about what caused it? That's awful. John wants us to see how bad humanity is. It's awful. We are wretched. We did this to the Son of God. You know what motivated it? They looked at him, all gory, full of blood. He's torn, he's flogged, he's wounded. And it's not enough. Not enough? Listen, I don't know how many of you watched the clip in these recent times of Gaddafi's death. If any of you saw it, how did you feel? You know, the initial response is, as it was being played over the news, is turn it off. I don't want to see it. It felt so barbaric. It was awful. The first thing was that this king, Libya, right, is covered with blood. And did you see the rage of the mob? So much anger. They punched him. You could hear the blows. They dragged him. They put bullets in his body and he died. Now, I don't know how you felt. But if everything they said of him was true, that was one of the most wicked kings ever to live on the face of the earth. And you know how I felt watching that? Listen, I had a reaction. No man should die that way. He deserved a trial. I can never agree with just anarchy, vigilante justice. The treatment of someone without ever being heard like that, I can't accept. I had pity on him. I had pity. As evil as he was. Why? Because the light of the gospel has taught me to cry mercy. Because I know what I've done. I know how bad I am. Mercy. You know, these world religions that do that, Islam, that behavior shows it's a murderous religion completely and totally in the darkness and the control of the devil. You know what all that teaches us today? That's our nature. Here is Jesus. Gaddafi can't even be mentioned in the same sentence with Jesus Christ. Jesus is pure, never lifted a finger to hurt anyone, spoke only truth, was completely pure within, never sinned, never abused someone made in God's image. True God of true God, God's gift to the world, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, spoke peace, didn't promote insurrection and rebellion. And after the flogging, the beating, the mockery, the rage was so fierce, all they could say is, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Get rid of him!" Let's get to the meaning of this in closing today. You need to shift your thinking. God is not telling us this to make us cry for Jesus. God is telling us that our sin did this to him. Look deeper at who's striking the blows. He was wounded for our transgressions, Isaiah 53 says. He was bruised for our iniquities. God did that to his Son. I see in this whole thing, God using sinful men to strike his own Son for me. Don't you see that pictured? He's wearing a crown of thorns. What produces thorns? Cursed is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. Christ is wearing the thorns. He's become a curse for us. This is Judgment Day. All who believe in Jesus, as we study this, this is your Judgment Day. Weep that your sins caused this, and do what was announced to the ends of the earth. Repent and believe in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will be saved. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church that preaches the clear teachings of the gospel, that preaches this word in season and out of season with the goal of giving strength and power and grace and glory of Jesus Christ to those who hear so that they would be saved from death. Join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of its glory continue to richly bless you.